Good. Well, our scripture reading this morning, and this morning, Pastor Kim, Quang Chul Kim, most of you know Quang Chul, he was here, he and his family, and Mao Bong and Jane are here, and their sons aren't here this morning. Daniel and Kisak are elsewhere today, but they were here for many years at this church. Now they meet in Air, and so it's great to have Quang Chul. He always does a great job when he comes. We appreciate his filling in today. But the scripture reading is going to be Exodus 5, 15 to 23. Let me grab a Bible. Exodus chapter 5, 15 to 23. So in the Pew Bible, it looks like it starts on page 57. Exodus 5, beginning in verse 15. Then the foremen of the people of Israel came and cried to Pharaoh, "Why do you treat your servants like this? No straw is given to your servants, yet they say to us, 'Make bricks.' And behold, your servants are beaten, but the fault is in your own people." But he said, "You are idle, you are idle. That is why you say, 'Let us go and sacrifice the Lord.' Go now and work. No straw will be given to you, but you must still deliver the same number of bricks." The foremen of the people of Israel saw that they were in trouble when they said, "You shall by no means reduce your number of bricks, your daily task each day." They met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting for them as they came up from Pharaoh, and they said to them, "The Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us stink in the sight of Pharaoh and his servants, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." Then Moses turned to the Lord and said, "O Lord, why have you done evil to this people? Why did you ever send me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak your name, he has done evil to this people, and you have not delivered your people at all." So Quang Chul, we welcome you. Thank you for coming.
I'm very glad to share the word of God with you this morning. And let's pray. Lord, this morning we gather together to worship you and to hear your word. So we ask you that your Holy Spirit be with us and lead us into your truth as we hear your word, so we can enjoy in your truth. Also, you know that I'm not worthy to preach your word, so I ask you that the Holy Spirit be with me and fill in me in order to deliver your word faithfully. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The key portions of today's passage are in verse 22 and 23. And these verses, Moses complained to God in prayer. What he said was, "Why, Lord, why did you not punish Pharaoh, who has been doing evil to your people? Why do you not rescue your people? Why you are silent? Why do you hide your faith from them?" Have you ever experienced that God did not do anything for you when you are going through hardship, and that God is hiding himself from you? Have you ever experienced that in spite of your living in faith, everything goes downward? Moses and Israelites were in this kind of situation. So when Moses and Israelites felt that God was hiding himself from them, was right when they were walking in the faith. At first, Moses was filled with faith when he saw that everything was going accordingly to God's word, when he was obeying it. So when God called Moses to save Israelites from Egypt, and Moses refused five times. But according to chapter 4, verse 30 to 31, when Moses obeyed God's word and went down to Egypt, every situation went according to God's word. The Israelites acknowledged Moses as God's sent prophet. As God said, they believed that God was concerned them and that God sent Moses. So they bowed down and worshiped God at the time. This is as if we prayed hard and our prayer was miraculously answered. How much would we be filled with faith and praise? Moses had that kind of experience at the time. Then Moses went down to the most powerful country in that world, Egypt, and stood before Pharaoh. The king of Egypt, who was called himself as God. So Moses went to Pharaoh and delivered God's word straightforwardly and without getting cold feet. He said in verse 1, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said, let my people go so that they may hold a festival to me in the desert." Not only did Moses deliver the message, but faith was so strong that he was bold enough to even give a warning to the Pharaohs. So when Moses asked Pharaoh to let God's people go, the Pharaoh was incredulous. So Pharaoh said, "I do not know who God is, and I will not let the Israelites go." Then the word Moses says to the Pharaoh was very, very interesting. First, Moses says to the Pharaoh exactly as God says to him. And verse 3 says, "The God of the Hebrew has met with us. Now let us take a 3-day journey into the desert to offer sacrifice to Lord our God." Then Moses added on in the second half of verse 3. He continuously said, "Or he may strike us with flags or with the sword." This was not the word God shared to the Moses. But Moses, against the most powerful man, Pharaoh, is laying down warnings. Don't treat God's people lightly. If you do, you will be punished. Moses was filled with faith and was acting by faith. Despite his acting by faith, things started to go worse than before. Pharaoh thought that Moses and Aaron were making up a lie about a God to take the Israelites out of Egypt. So Pharaoh ordered the slave drivers and foremen in charge of the people to no longer provide the straw to make bricks moving forward. The Israelites would have to gather their own straw. Moreover, by the end of each day, workday, they'd still have to meet the same quotas for the production. By making the Israelites work like mad, Pharaoh ensured that they'd have no time to listen to the Moses and Aaron's word. Seeing that the Israelites were unable to meet the quotas, Pharaoh's slave drivers beat the Israelites' foremen. So despite of, we are working by faith, when things got worse, what should we not do? What should we do? This is what today's passage is talking about. First, despite of walking by faith, when things got worse, we should not turn back from our God. But Israelites, foremen went to the Pharaoh. In the book of Exodus, Pharaoh symbolized the Satan, and the leaves in Egypt symbolized the slavery of the sin, or slavery of the Satan. The Israelite foremen went back to the Pharaoh when things got worse. They returned back to the place of unbelief. This is like they stopped to go to the church, stopped praying, and because things got worse. Then they cried out to the Pharaoh. In verse 15, the word cry out in Hebrew is the same word that the Israelites used to pray to God, which we see in chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. And there they cried out in prayer to God because of their suffering was so great. And now they cried out to Pharaoh, saying that they are given no straw, but still have to try and make the same amount of bricks. This is the fault of the Pharaoh's men. In other words, when things got worse, the Israelites would not pray to God, but pray to the Pharaohs. Then they said themselves, "We are servants of Pharaoh," said in verse 15. But do you know how God called his people when he sent Moses, Aaron, to save them from the slavery of Egypt? In verse 1, God called them my people. Then the Israelites went back to the Pharaoh and said themselves, "We are servant of you, Pharaoh." But Pharaoh did not treat the Israelites as a normal subject. In verse 5, Pharaoh called the Israelites the people of land. The meaning of the people of land is that they are not noblemen or people of Egypt, but instead the alien laboring class of the Egypt. These are words of the looking down on Israelites. But Israelites called themselves the servant of Pharaoh when God called them my people. Then they condemned God as they condemned Moses and Aaron, who were sent by God. When the foreman of Israel cried to the Pharaoh, Pharaoh did not listen to them. Pharaoh said to them, "You are lazy." And that was why they were saying, "Let us go and sacrifice to God." So the foreman of the Israelites realized that they were in big trouble. So upon meeting Moses and Aaron, when they returned home, they said in verse 21, "May the Lord look upon you and judge you. You have made as a stench to Pharaoh and his officers, and have put a sword in their hand to kill us." So Moses and Aaron made a stench to Pharaoh. How could they be left alone? Because Moses and Aaron made such a mess, God should punish them. This is what the Israelites, the foreman, told to the Moses and Aaron. The point of the foreman's word is that Moses and Aaron were careless with their word and made things worse. So Israelites condemned their leaders because of the difficulty of their lives. Ultimately, they condemned God who sent them. But when things got worse, in spite of our walking in faith, what should we do? When we feel that God is hiding himself from us, what should we do? Two things. The first, find God who is hiding himself. This is what we call prayer. If you look at verse 22, Moses returned to the Lord. The Hebrew word for return or turn is shub. The Bible uses this word to describe the prayer, such as in 2 Kings 23:25 and 2 Chronicles 15:4. In other words, Moses went to God for prayer. Moses' prayer was not just praising or thanksgiving or asking, but prayer of lament or a prayer of complaint. Verse 22, Moses blamed to God and said, "Why, Lord, why do you brought trouble on these people?" Verse 23, Moses blamed to Pharaoh and said, "Pharaoh has brought trouble in these people." Here, brought trouble, literally means in Hebrew, it's ra, is do evil. So King James Version translates this verb as has done evil. So this means that God is ultimate cause of evil to the Israelites, while Pharaoh is the immediate cause. because Pharaoh has brought evil upon his people, and yet God has not rescued his people at all. Also, when Moses complained to God in prayer, Moses met a Pharaoh. So verse 23 says, "Ever since I went to Pharaoh," this means it has been many days past since Moses met Pharaoh. Even though all this time passed, things did not get better, but worse. But God still did not do anything for his people, as if God hid himself. In the Bible, there is a numerous people of faith who felt that God hid himself from them. You know, if you look at Job 13:24, Job went to God when his life got worse, in spite of his walking in faith. There he poured out all his thoughts and emotions to God, and he said, "Why do you hide your face and consider me your enemy?" Also, the prophet Jeremiah cried out to God when he saw that justice and goodness were collapsing. He said in Jeremiah 14, verse 9, "Why are you like a man taken spries, like a warrior powerless to save? You are among us, O Lord, and we bear your name. Do not forsake us." Jeremiah called God a warrior powerless to save, without hesitation. This is what Jeremiah felt about God at the time. The psalmist felt that God did not work for him and that God hid himself from him. So Psalm 13, verse 1 says, "How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?" What the Bible constantly says is that when things are going worse than we expected, the person of faith go to the God and prayer. And there, the content of their prayer is a pouring out of their raw emotions and thoughts. So pouring out of our emotions, thought to the God can be prayer. So there is Yehiel, the grandson of Rabbi Baruch, played a hide-and-seek game with his friends. So Yehiel hid himself meticulously, waiting for the tiger to find him. 20 minutes passed, no one appeared, even tiger. As time continued to pass, he realized that his friends were never looking for him, even in the beginning. Yehiel realized that he has been bullied. And with a bitter mind, went to his grandfather and crying, told him all. After Rabbi Baruch heard the same, all the words from his grandson, he began to tear. Then he said to his grandson, "God is saying the same thing to us. God said, I hide myself, but no one tried to find me." If you turn away from God, we no longer try to find him and end up living on our own. Philip Yancey said in his book, Disappointment with God, he said, "If there is a man who is never disappointed with God, he is surely an atheist, because atheists don't expect anything from God." Pouring out of our raw thinking and emotion to God is prayer. Therefore, when things got south, even while we are walking in the faith, we should pour out our raw thinking and emotions to God. And second, when things go south, even while we are walking in the faith, it is also time to know God more deeply. As we saw in verse 22 and 23, Moses finds himself contending that the ultimate cause of evil in their situation is God, even though the immediate cause is the Pharaoh, because Pharaoh has brought evil upon his people, and yet God has not rescued his people at all. Why Pharaoh did evil? First, to explain. Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord that I should obey him and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I will not let Israel go." Why Pharaoh did evil? Because Pharaoh did not know God. Pharaoh did evil in not knowing God. Then, in the same way, we saw the Israelites turning away from God because they did not know God deeply. Then even Moses turned blame to God in prayer for a moment because he did not know God deeply. When I read an article in the Korean magazine, Ministry and Theology, they interviewed with the president of a union at a school of theology in England, Dr. Michael Reeves. He said that most of the unbelieving young in England are not atheists, but anti-theist. They did not simply not believe God, but they were actively against and attacked God. When he asked them, "How would you describe God?" they described God as one would describe Satan. They misunderstand God as a very selfish, power-hungry, taking from man rather than giving. They did not have any knowledge of God. When we see evil in this world, we often condemn God as the one doing the evil things because we don't know God. Even still, we don't know God fully in this world. We can't. There is a spiritual world as there is a physical world that we see. We as human beings do not have the ability to see everything. The science has proven that no matter how good our vision, even the person with a very vast vision can only see 30% of what is surrounding them. Animal can see much more than human can. So Job experienced the severe suffering without knowing why. He kept asking God, why? Then in Job 38, God appeared to Job, finally. Instead of answering Job's question, he asked Job about who he thinks God is, continuously. For example, in Job 38:34, God said, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand." And then verse 16, "Have you journeyed to the spring of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep?" We don't know all that God does or why, but promise given to us, the word of God. What we should do is not understand completely from the beginning to end, but rather understand our limits, hold the word of God, and walk step by step and moving forward. Through this, we will learn how to depend on God, and in spite of things get worse, as we come to know God more and more. Hosea chapter 6 verse 3 said, "So let us press on to know the Lord. His going forth is certain as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the spring rain watering earth." This past June, Thailand Chiang Mai youth soccer team went to visit cave and were stranded inside because of sudden rain and rays in the waters. 90 scuba diver rescuers gathered there from around the world to rescue all 13 of them. When they brought out the boys one by one through the water, the visibility in the water was zero. They could not see in front of them. What they had to do was rely on the rope, step by step. that divers went before strung out. Through this process, they could come out of cave. Our life of faith is like this. Our life might get worse in spite of our walking by faith. When we felt that God hid himself from us, we should not turn away from God at the time. Rather, we go to the God and pour out all of our emotions and thoughts and questions in prayer, determined to know God more deeply. Prayer. Lord, sometimes we felt that you hide yourself from us, but at the time, help us to remember this word, so we will not turn away from you, rather come to you and pour out all of our emotions, our thoughts, and questions in prayer. And help us to determine to know you more and more in order to rest our soul in your word. We pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Kwang Chu. That's very encouraging. What a great illustration, right? I can't see where you're going. Hold on to that rope step by step. Keep trusting, right? Thank you. That's very encouraging.